Tuesday. Hi, Tuesday. Welcome.
Hi, Tuesday.
Come on in.
You rang.
Hey, Lurch. Lurch and Tuesday Weld are hanging out together. I never thought I'd see that. Welcome, everybody, to the bonus hour. It's our final Tuesday broadcast of the year. But come January, we'll have tons of them.
We'll be everywhere.
Do you remember when we had noted pet expert Steve Dale in the studio? Wendy?
Yes.
Steve, for some reason, and I think he was hit on the head by a sheet of concrete, every time he was saying the word elephants, he would forget to say the letter S at the end.
He refused.
He flat out refused. He looked at us as if to say, I'm a noted pet expert. Who are you two rodeo clowns to tell me how to say elephant? So I went online. I've got it on my computer. I've got the online on my computer. And I went to several websites to find out what the plural of elephant is.
Yes.
And exactly half of them said it is elephants, and exactly half of them said it is elephant. Either would be correct, I guess, if you believe what you read online. I never heard anybody say it that way before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'm still trying to figure out attorneys general. I don't have time for elephants.
Yeah,
or third basemen. I have a hard time with third basemen also. But he was very, he stood his ground.
But he did slip and say elephants later.
More than once, I think. A couple of times
he slipped.
Because the phrase is elephants never forget. It's not elephant never forget.
An elephant never forgets.
Oh, it's not elephants never forget? That's
no,
the way I've always said it.
An elephant.
Huh. I've been living a lie. My whole life is a lie. But I don't know.
Not a very bad lie, quite honestly.
Why wouldn't it be? Like, I agree with the websites that go, it's easy. Just put an S at the end and you got elephants. Don't bother us. Websites are saying that. But then some of them, like Merriam-Webster, remember when she was adopted by Alex Karras?
Yes.
Oh, was that excellent. So Merriam-Webster says elephant is the plural, but answers.com says, no, it's elephants. What are you kidding? Don't even think about it. I don't have time for your nonsense, they say.
But you would say a herd of cattle, not cattles.
But cattle.
Oh, I guess that's the plural
of
cow, which is weird. It should be cowdle.
Cowdle. Let's start saying that.
Florian will disown us. Cowdle up 42%.
I think with Orion, you and I are on the thinnest thread there is already. So this would be all it would take for him to just disown us.
Yeah, I would say, I've always said elephant. Look at all those elephants.
Yeah, there's a bunch of elephants. You say that when you're in the car. You drive into Wisconsin, you see a herd of elephants crossing.
Someone said there's an elephant sanctuary in Indiana.
Oh, why would that be?
I don't know. I know Tippi Hedren is very, was it her or another?
Tippi Hedren from the birds?
Yeah, I think she has this big animal sanctuary, including elephants in California. I think it's her or Bridget Bardot.
I think it's Tippi Hedren or Bridget Bardot.
Yeah, because I think they're both animal
enthusiasts
and preservationists.
Oh, maybe. But why does that have an S at the end? That takes too long to say it the singular form.
I know. I don't know.
What a crazy language. I have some bad news.
I know, you had breaking news
Bad news, everybody.
It's not that bad.
Everybody sit down. Unless you are sitting down, then lay down. Because this is... Kathy Lee Gifford is leaving the Today Show.
I'm kind of shocked.
I am too. What's up? Kathy Lee Gifford, here's a little clip from earlier today when she announced to the world that she would no longer grace us with her present.
I have something to share with everybody, and it's bittersweet, as these things always are, but I've been here almost 11 years, thought I would stay 1 year, something happened along the way, fell in love with a beautiful Egyptian goddess, and now, when it's our 11th anniversary, I'm going to be leaving the Today Show. I know it's an exciting time for me, and I'm thrilled about all the projects that are coming up, but it's also hard because the reason I stayed longer than a year is because I love everybody here so much. I've been in this business 120 years and never worked with a more beautiful more beautiful group of people who just give every day for 4 hours of live television every day, 5 days a week, and we have fun and we laugh and we support one another and we know each other's kids' names and we know when somebody's having a colonoscopy. We know everything. And we do life together. And nobody more so than my Hoda, who it's going to happen the same way it did with Regis. You know, when I left Regis, it was hard, but I'm closer to him now than we were after 15 years together. You don't share that kind of life together and not be changed forever by it. So I love you, Hoda Mama. You were Hoda Woman when I first you were just Hoda. Remember?
No. We don't.
You were always Coda to Regis, but you know, you're just so special, wow. Hoda. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The minute you stepped into my life with both feet,
everything changed. I knew today was happening, but anyway, I was scribbling in my journal about you, and I was like, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you. But I just want to leave it there, Jerry. It's going to be that kind of day. Nobody else needs it, I see.
All right, there's no crying in today's show. Come on.
Oh, sure, you're not on camera.
Were they lovers?
No.
Oh,
Wendy.
You laughing,
can't two people just work together without...
Yes, but when she said her...
Beautiful,
you know,
Egyptian princess.
Goddess. That's what confused me for a minute, and then I figured out she meant Hoda.
Hoda Dor. That's her last name. Hoda Dor because I'm leaving.
You know, I thought of that in my head, but I'm like, that's just an insensitive, stupid joke.
Say it loud.
And I really don't have a place for it on this show. And then
I thought I said it. No,
I thought it actually came. Yeah.
I subscribed to your joke writing service. I just got that. I got it in an email. Like I'd know how to open it. So Kathy Lee Gifford, who has been there for 10 years, she said she thought
that's
it would last
it?
A year. Yeah.
You mean 10 years
ten
with
years
Hoda?
On the Today Show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was Regis
She
and
was
Kathy
on with
Lee
Regis.
And
it was Regis and her. And then for, I think there were 2 years or 3 years she had off. And then they put her on. They even said, we don't know what we're going to do. We're just going to throw them on and see what happens.
And then they started
gave
having
them some wine.
Is that an everyday thing?
They drink all the time.
I thought that was illegal to be under the influence while broadcasting. I really did. Obviously, it's not, or they would have been arrested on show two.
I don't know how... I guess you could enforce it, but I don't know. I can't think of another show where they do just drink the entire time.
I would like to replace her. Could Hoda work with me? I won't bring up the Hoda Dor joke that my partner
No. That'll get you in immediately. They'll give you the job as soon as you do the setup on that. They'll go, yeah, what's Hoda's first? Yeah, Hoda's last name, Hoda Dor. Come on in. You got a
new
job.
Did you ever watch it?
I've seen it only a couple times. I don't want to cheat on The View. I can't cheat on the ladies of The View, who are still fighting, by the way.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're still fighting. There's threats that somebody may leave. If somebody doesn't get pushed into shape, somebody else might leave. There's a lot of that kind of talk. It's very dangerous now. The View has become very dangerous.
I just can't believe you're into
it. I have to watch it with a law enforcement member next to me now. A sheriff has to watch it with me.
Or a thunder shirt. Do you have to wear a thunder shirt while you're watching it?
I do more. Not always.
You get very upset.
Yeah. Not always, but a lot of times I will put on a thunder shirt during the show. Here's a fun story, Wendy. It's a Christmas story. You like Christmas stories?
I love Christmas stories.
An elementary school principal in Nebraska was placed on leave after telling teachers to avoid decorating their classrooms with Christmas-themed ornamentations so as not to offend those who don't celebrate the holiday. The principal at Manchester Elementary School sent out a memo earlier this week with guidelines as to what is considered appropriate for classroom decorations and assignments. Teachers were reportedly told that generic winter-themed items, such as sledding or scarves, and the frozen character Olaf, you know, you've seen Olaf, those were acceptable. Decorations that included Santa Claus, Christmas trees, reindeer, green or red-colored items, and even candy canes were not acceptable for the elementary school. The candy canes, this is my favorite part. Now, you take a guess as to why candy canes would not be allowed. And if I said, no, take 1,000 guesses, you would never in a million years guess this.
No, because I would imagine that Jewish kids eat candy canes, too. That doesn't, I guess it
candy
is a
canes
Christmas
are non-denominational.
Thing. Well, candy it does canes represent Christmas.
Well, he said, the principal over at the school said that candy canes are shaped like the letter J, and J, as you know, stands for Jesus.
Oh, God. Or Jesus, or whatever.
Hoda. Historically, the shape is a J, and that stands for Jesus. The red is the blood of Christ. The white is a symbol of his resurrection, according to the principal. I said he, it's a she.
All right, but Bill, no one eats a candy cane that's upside down, so...
Right. Well,
it's more like a lowercase R.
You start right. Your candy cane starts with the hook.
Oh, I guess you
at
yeah,
the top.
But when you eat it, you start with the bottom. I mean, with that pointy, the top of the J, if you will.
The top of the J. Yeah.
All right, I guess.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Red blood of Christ, white symbol of resurrection, she wrote. This would also include different colored candy canes.
Why? What does that represent?
A lot of times now you'll see, like,
green
your,
and red.
Your traditional candy cane is red and white. That's the way candy canes have been since caveman days. But now, if you go to Walgreens or CVS, there's a section where they have butter rum flavored candy canes.
Those are terrible.
Fruit flavors,
yeah,
lime, strawberry,
like a,
orange, grape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's
I guess you could find
a
whatever
bastardization
color
of a candy
Wendy
cane. It is.
In front of Jasmine. Jasmine, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I can't believe it.
You're all right?
A candy cane should just be peppermint, and I don't even like them.
But they don't. As far as I'm concerned, there's no religious connotation at all to the candy cane.
Yeah, but it represents Christmas, and Christmas is a Christian.
I guess so. So I understand her problem with Santa Claus, because that could upset kids that are not Christian. I get that. Christmas trees, same thing. Reindeer, I'm kind of on the fence. Does reindeer have to mean...
Reindeer pulls the sleigh.
But couldn't reindeer also represent winter
yeah,
to some extent?
Yeah, reindeer wouldn't be so popular if there wasn't Rudolph.
Red and green colored items.
That's Christmas, dude. But here's my question, and my kids are older now. They're in their teens. But I don't think they would be offended if there were Christians, so we celebrate Christmas.
Right.
But if there were on the bulletin board at school, if there was a dreidel and blue and white, I don't think they'd go, I'm offended.
I don't know why anyone, as you know, I'm not religious at all. But I love Christmas, and I love all the decorations. We even have we have a nativity scene in our dining room that I help set up every year. But it doesn't mean I only see religion when I see it. It's just a symbol of the holidays, you know?
Well, you should
I'm
look
all right
at
with
baby
it.
Jesus.
Oh, he's not in it. We don't have him.
Do you have an action figure in the manger?
Action Jackson. That's who's in there. Remember when you and I worked at Q101 and I gave out who should play, if you're doing a nativity scene with action figures, who should play all the different parts? That was great.
We should do that again.
I've worked at two different buildings, including the old Tribune Tower, where in the hallway of the building is a huge Christmas tree with Christmas symbols everywhere, and then off to the corner is a small blue corner of with like a little dreidel and stuff like that.
On
like
a table
little,
or something.
Yeah. There's like no effort at all has gone into that. The tree, you could tell it took a dozen people 5 days to put up and decorate. But the Jewish part of the hallway is just like, Andy, just put something in the corner. Just something.
Yeah.
So we're representing everything. Please. LS was even worse. They had all these lights, all these flashing, beautiful lights, and Christmas messages everywhere. And then if you went like in the back room, like in the boiler room, there was some salute to Hanukkah. Spelled incorrectly, by the way.
No C?
Well, you can spell... I think there's two different ways to spell it, but their spelling at WLS was not either of those two ways.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
and 190 North could have done a segment on it, but opted out. Last minute, they changed their minds. I don't understand.
Janet Davies didn't want to get
into
that.
She didn't want it. It was too hot for Janet Davies. So there you have it. If you go to school in Nebraska, don't expect a full complement of Christmas decorations because it's not going to happen this year, kids.
That's ridiculous. I am so sick of... Listen, I agree and you don't want to offend people.
Right.
All right? I really agree with that. But also, when you're watching comedy or you're doing something, I mean, I don't want to be made to feel like a bad person because I laugh at a joke that's maybe not correct.
Right. Who was the group... There was some satanic worship group here in Illinois that was upset because somewhere where there were displays of various denominations, Satan worshipers were not represented.
Yeah,
so
that
they
was
were
just
furious.
In the news.
Was that last week? Were you here for that?
I
think that was last week because they said, I want to say the State of Illinois building for some reason, and I could be wrong, but they said, look, there's Kwanzaa, there's over there, there's Hanukkah, there's Christmas all over the place, but we as Satan worshipers really deserve some sort of tribute as well, so either take yours down or put ours up. You have to do one or the other.
I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to find the story.
I don't think there's a... If you are a Satan worshiper, I'm not positive there's a holiday for it this time of year, is there?
No, I don't. I mean, wouldn't Halloween be your day?
I think that's more Wiccan than Satan worshiper.
Pardon me for getting
Wendy,
those messed up.
Come on. Come on. No wonder Kathy Lee's leaving.
Who's going to replace her, do you think?
Irreplaceable. They'll just have to leave an empty chair.
Will Hoda be done?
No. Hoda's not going anywhere.
Will Ryan Seacrest do that show, too?
Yes. He's the go-to guy. Anytime there's an opening in show business, it goes to Ryan Seacrest. Boy, he's going to be tired.
Now, does he produce a bunch of shows, too?
Yes.
Like, does he do... Is the voice his?
I don't think the voice is his. No, I don't think...
I'm mad at the voice.
Why? What happened?
Adam Levine is kind of a jerk.
I saw something today that he is trying to squelch some controversy at The Voice, but I don't know what the controversy is.
Let me explain what happened. I DVR them, and sometimes Michael and I are delayed watching them.
Yeah.
But there is this girl, Reagan Strain. She's like 15 or 16 years old, maybe even 14. She's awesome. And they eliminate people, and there were three people left. And the celebrity judges have their own team, the celebrity coaches.
Yeah.
So Adam Levine had two people that were in the last three. They were only going to keep one.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the kid's name, but he's a dude and he sang and he was really good. And Carson Daly hosts it and says, Adam, what do you want to say to your team member? And he goes, that was really good. You did a great job, but I want to say something. Reagan Strange is also on my team, and she's too sick to perform tonight. So, I mean, you are good and everything, but I really want people to realize the talent that Reagan Strange has. And Michael and I are watching, like, what's up with Reagan? She wasn't there. She wasn't feeling well. She was sitting in a robe, like on this corner of the stage, you know, in the audience, I guess. She did not perform. And basically, Adam Levine said to his one team member, hey, you're great, but, you know, people at home, you should really vote to keep Reagan Strange because she was sick tonight. She couldn't perform. And I really see her going places. Again, dude, you were good, and I just thought that was terrible. So Kelly Clarkson jumped in and said, I just want to tell you, you know, Adam's speaking from his heart. Reagan is tremendous.
Yeah.
But whoever, I can't remember the name of the singer who sang, but...
Reagan stuttered?
No, it wasn't. Oh. I cannot think of his name. But
Daughtry.
Anyway, Kelly Clarkson said to him, dude, I know Adam's thinking, you know, it's not fair because Reagan's sick tonight. But dude, you blew it away. You were great.
Yeah.
Because... First of all, it's The Voice. You're there to perform. If you can't perform because you're sick,
you lose.
How do you move on to the next sets? That doesn't seem fair or right.
Is
so
this
then,
unprecedented? Has this ever happened before on The Voice? No.
And people are hashtagging, you know, Adam sucks or whatever. I just think that was really a crappy thing to do. I'm sorry she was sick. I don't want to see her get up there and throw up or
so
something.
What, will they automatically just eliminate her then if she couldn't perform?
She moved on to the next round.
Without even performing?
Yes. America listened to Adam Levine and said, you know, what are the audience members think, and you voted from home on Twitter. I don't do that. Please trust me. I watch it, but we don't do that.
You've never done that?
No.
Wow.
But
I lost the bet.
You hit
Judy,
for the
have you?
Not on The Voice, but on
American Idol or something.
Yeah, American Idol, exactly.
But this, she didn't even perform. She was sick. And I mean, listen to me. This girl, Reagan Strange, is awesome. Yeah. She deserves to be in the finals, and she's probably better than the two people that were left against
her. It's not a bye week.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that's not fair.
And I don't think it was cool of Adam. He should have just even said something like, it's a shame that Reagan couldn't perform tonight. Know that you can still vote for her to move on. But he like ranted and raved, and he's like, you know, we have a special relationship, and my daughters love her. He really gushed, and I just think it wasn't fair because she moved on,
right?
Eliminated those two that performed
by not performing.
Yes, and she
that
again,
sends a bad message to the kids.
Is she
Judy?
Really, really good?
She honestly is probably better than the two that were sent home.
There you go.
But she didn't perform, and this is called the voice. That's what you're there to sell. And if you're not using your voice that night because you're sick,
you lose.
You don't get to move on.
Yeah.
I'm mad at Adam Levine. I really am.
Yep. All right,
I'm still going to watch it.
You're still going to watch.
I felt, and he
looked with a heavy heart.
Well, he looked like he had a heavy heart after he said it. He really did, and he looked despondent.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Kelly Clarkson jumped in and said, "I know Adam's emotional here because you know he loves Reagan, but dude, you did a great job."
So the person who got eliminated, did they say anything at the end? Like, hey. This isn't fair. They didn't say anything?
No.
I would have said something.
And actually, they showed in the next night of performances, Reagan made it, so she was singing again. And they showed the dude that was eliminated FaceTiming her, saying, listen, I love you. Good luck.
Wow. He's good.
Yeah, but I think they made him do it because America was mad that he was eliminated. Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact is, people voted for her.
Yeah, because Adam Levine was really out there, you know.
Yeah, but still, you got turned off by it. So, but
Judy,
other people.
The person with the most votes always wins.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So, there were probably some supporters of hers who also felt like you, like, hey, this isn't, and didn't vote for her. But the fact is, enough people voted that she did win.
I know, because Adam, like, really promoted it and said, you gotta vote for her, people. This is like,
even though she's not performing.
If I liked her and he said that, I, like you, would be like, nah, that's no.
Not fair.
It would bug me. So.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There were people who didn't vote.
You got to be in it
her.
To win it, Judy.
You do, though, Bill. I don't think this is fair.
It's not fair. It's
a travesty. What's her name? Megan
Reagan.
Strange. Oh, Reagan.
Strange. She is great. She looks like a young Marianne Marciano.
Oh.
She's beautiful.
Oh.
She's like 15 years old. She sings. She's amazing. She's so good, and again, probably better than the two that were eliminated.
But
the point is, listen, this is the voice. You're supposed to get a career from it. You know, the show must go on. I guess if you're sick and you cancel the event, you don't get paid for it.
Yeah, I still say the bottom line, though, is the votes.
Right.
And you know she has a great voice because you've heard her sing.
Yeah, but I'm...
So,
and it's not her fault. I'm not mad at her.
Nah, it's still not fair.
It isn't fair.
You just don't like Adam.
You know what? He won me over, but this really was not, I didn't think it was cool.
So he basically was saying, still vote for her.
Yeah.
She's sick.
And as another one on his team had just finished performing, he's like, dude, you were really good. And you delivered a good
terrible.
Job. But I got to say, unfortunately, Reagan was sick and couldn't perform tonight. So listeners at home, I'd vote for Reagan. I mean, it's not fair. He went against his team member.
That's bad.
How did they fill the time? Like, a certain amount of time is allotted for her performances, and she's not there to perform. So how do they fill that time?
They filled it with Gwen Stefani singing Feliz Navidad because Blake Shelton is now dating Gwen Stefani. And Blake is too cool for her. She's just...
What a soap opera. Why don't they call it The Voice?
I know.
Soap opera.
I know. And then they had past winners sing...
That wasn't scheduled. It was because she was sick. Is that
they
why?
Probably
no,
knew that,
they
though,
they
before,
yeah.
before the
yeah.
show,
yeah. They,
right?
Yeah, and yeah. Gwen was scheduled. She was pretty good. I like Gwen Stefani, but she told me and Bill to F off, so I just have a...
So is Judy. She's
really
still
like
on the show.
Her. It's too bad. Yeah.
On stage at the Vic.
Yeah.
Well, were you guys like throwing eggs?
I was.
Well,
it was my fault. We were supposed to have her for an interview. She was booked and... she was at least an hour late. Am I correct on this?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And then somewhere like an hour late, and we were promoting it because our management said, you know, this is a big thing. Gwen Stefani, we worked on Q101. And, you know, we kept promoting it, and it's a no-show. So we're off the air in like 2 minutes. The phone rings. It's her manager. And correct me, because I never remember things the right way.
You didn't want to take the call.
He said, oh, you know, Gwen's ready for you. And I'm like, well, she's an hour late. And then he comes back and goes, oh, well, she was at the hospital. And I'm like, that's a load of crap. So, you know, sorry, we're off the... No. And I didn't take it. I'm sorry. I just was annoyed.
You said no to an interview with Gwen Stefani.
And then we had to go to that stupid show at the Vic or wherever. And she got on stage and said, did you guys hear Bianchi 101 this morning? And nobody really said anything. And then she goes, yeah, you didn't hear me because I wasn't on it because the morning show wouldn't let me through because I was a little late. And then she's like, so
ew.
F you.
Wasn't
so that was the proudest moment of our
promoting
career?
Promoting the show? Was
yeah.
That, okay.
Yeah.
And then we had to.
I know. I have props to you.
We had to
buy a sorry game.
Well, our boss did.
We had to buy a sorry
your
game.
Your boss got fired?
No. Our boss. No one got fired.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it just was like, had they called and said we're running late, whatever. But it was just like, you know, now she's ready for you, and it's.
Well, was your show over for the day?
Yeah.
Okay, so there it is.
Yeah.
I guess you could have taped her.
Nah.
Nah, we don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Works too good for
that. We must take a break.
You needed Adam on that one.
Yeah, I guess we did. Judy will give you the news next. Stick around. It's Bill and a 20 at WGN.
All right. Judy Pylak is here. Did you miss us?
Oh, I did. Totally. I had to talk to Pete yesterday.
Hi, buddy.
How'd that go?
I heard he had pizzas.
Pizza.
He had pizza.
Right
there. Right there. Boop. He got bumped up above you guys.
That's fine.
Well, why did he get pizza?
I don't know.
He ordered pizza and they have it.
It's the 100th anniversary of Uno's.
No, we had Pizzeria Uno.
Oh, their anniversary.
It was a mushroom thing, so a lot of people didn't eat it because it was mushroom. I love mushrooms.
I like mushrooms, too.
It was him and Jane.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Honduras.
I've never, I don't think.
She's nice.
She is nice.
But she once killed a guy. Did you know that?
I don't care. She was a total, like, goodbye girl. Junkie, like she did all this goodwill stuff.
Oh, really? That's why Judy likes her because
we were kindred spirits. Yes. And then Pete, well, I've worked with Pete. Anyhow, it was fun.
What is?
But I'm glad you guys are back.
Yeah, we're glad to be back.
Yeah, I hear you're off again soon. Next week.
In a week.
Next Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Bill and Wendy's Hoedown.
Who is this, Jasmine? I know this song. Who is this? Brian Setzer and his band?
Yeah.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra?
Mm-hmm.
What does this put you in the mind of, Wendy?
Dancing at a Hootenanny.
Me too. We should do that right after the show, all three of us. Will you come along?
I love line dancing.
Jazz, are you in?
I'm in.
We're all going.
Chicago's number one in something good for a change, not bed bugs
and other
things. Oh, it's
always rats or something.
Yeah.
What is it?
We are home to the most breweries in the United States.
How did that happen?
Don't know. According
microbreweries or just breweries in general?
The metro region has surged past several longtime stalwarts to become home to more breweries than any other city in the nation. 167, according to statistics published this week by the Brewers Association.
Oh.
Did you say Chicago or Illinois?
Chicago.
Chicago
is. This is Josh Noel, reporter for Chicago Tribune, put this today. Behind it are the metro areas that for years Chicago beer drinkers could only envy. Denver, Seattle,
Milwaukee.
San Diego. No.
No? The Milwaukee Brewers.
In fifth and sixth places.
They really should have jumped on that.
Yeah.
Were Los Angeles and New York. You're right, but that's like, these are 167 different brewers.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, it has your big ones, you know, your Anheuser-Busch.
They have.
Oh, that's St. Louis, never mind.
Yeah, St. Louis is. But
Miller,
they have
right?
a big, that's a big brewery
Miller,
scene.
Miller Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but these are like.
You mentioned Denver, right? Was that one of them listed?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
But we have brewed past that. We have
that's
breezed
excellent.
Past that. These findings were published yesterday on Monday on the Brewers Association website using brewery zip codes and 2010 U.S. Census data. So it looks like we're good.
Well, just in my town where I live,
yeah, You got a bunch?
I, like, know people who are who brew.
Yeah.
Who, they have little...
Home breweries?
Yes. Well, not even home. They have little shops.
Oh.
Some of the restaurants I frequent make their own beer.
Yeah.
And that's just one little suburb.
I have to applaud Kevin Powell of The Rokan Show because he said something last week that is so true. He said that a lot of times with microbreweries, people just assume, oh, because it's made in small batches, it's going to be extra special good. And the truth is, like anything else, some are outstanding, some are average, and some are horrible.
Yeah.
Because I've been to so many, a lot of times, like when we travel, I'll drink the beer that's local. So a lot of times it's either microbrewery or in that realm. And it's not good.
No.
It's just plain not good.
Well, it amazes me. But see, true, I guess, beer connoisseurs,
yeah,
they like will love, because I work on Ale Fest every year.
Oh, you do?
Lombard. Are you an ale wife?
Oh.
I am. Yeah, I would love to be.
Oh.
And it's for charity, but it's huge for one. It's, you know, there's probably at least 50 there.
Yeah.
So think about that. Although they might come from different states.
Yeah.
But I will inevitably get, you know, I usually work you have two beers. You know, they bring it in, and it is just a little barrel. But some of it is so disgusting.
Yeah.
And the lines are crazy. People are like, oh, my gosh. It smells like my grandma's attic.
Ugh.
That's how one was. It was so gross. People loved it.
That's a new brewery, my grandma's attic.
Number one brewery in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. It was just... Ugh.
A couple years ago, we went to Door County, and the people... We said, recommend a couple restaurants. We were there for a weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So they said, well, you got to go there. Oh, and there's this brewery. You like beer? Yeah. Okay, you got to go there. So we went there. I ordered one. That particular brewery made about 8 or 9 different kinds. So I picked the one that seemed to be the one I would like the most, and it was awful. And I said to the waiter, I go, I hardly ever do this, but this is just... It doesn't taste right. It's not carbonated. The flavors... I'll get you some. Hold on. So he brought over a different one, and it was worse than the first one.
Oh, my gosh. And then what are you going to do?
So, yeah, then I'm out of options, right? Yeah. I want to keep bringing back more
but
and more.
But you're, I don't picture you as someone who... I like a Pilsner. I like a Miller Lite, a Modelo.
Yeah.
Coors Light's even okay. I don't like Budweiser a lot.
Yeah.
But I'll drink anything that's that Pilsner-y type thing.
Yeah.
Some of these are so heavy and just
problem.
It's very just deep, dark, and bitter, and that's not what I want.
Right. I want that in the co-host. I don't want that in a beer.
I know,
that's insane.
Ah, you want what I like, the weedy, light, blonde.
Those are good.
I do like those, and I like a Weiss beer.
So I stay with the wheat because I know I'll never be disappointed, and there are so many of them, and because I like to try whatever that place is, you know, number one.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah, their favorite, and I'm, very rarely disappointed because I don't go out of my comfort zone.
Well, the one he brought me, not the one I ordered initially, but he brought me, there was a beer with cherry involved, and I go, oh, yeah.
You would love
great.
That.
But instead of cherry, it was cough syrup. And I go, I'm not sure cough syrup.
Cherry NyQuil.
Cherry NyQuil was the name of the beer. That's not for everybody,
good.
Judy.
No.
Something I fail to realize, since I do drink the Pilsners, which their alcohol content is not that high.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to these breweries, I went, my girlfriend's daughter was performing, so all the friends got together and meet. And I had like maybe 6 beers because I was there for a long time. But these aren't 6 Miller Lights. These are 6 like 8 point something. And I was like, wow, I need to Uber.
Yeah.
Because I like beer. I want to have 4 or 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And these packed such a wallop. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And I guess when I ordered it, she's like, do you know the alcohol content? I'm like, whatever. I want a beer. What are my options
here? No, they're so much higher.
Oh,
so
my
higher.
God.
Do you know when you just said Chicago is now the number one brewery city in America, does that include there's a whole bunch of restaurants that in their back room, they make a couple of kinds of beers? So does that count as a full-on brewery, or is that separate?
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah. That's why there are so many.
Because there's a bunch by me that
are
just...
Yeah, the restaurants, and they have their own beers.
Yeah,
One particular one I love, what is it called? Oh, my gosh. Oh, Babcock's. If anyone wants to go there.
Wait, I know that. Where is that?
Babcock's Grove. It's in Lombard.
I've passed by there. That
Maybe.
Looks good. I've never
it's
been in
awesome.
There.
And they not only do they make some of their own beers, and but now that you mention it, maybe they do get their beer from a local brewery.
And just
definitely make their own soda, which was so hard to get used to, but my kids love it.
unusual flavors or just standards?
Yeah, whatever. You're kind of standards, I guess. Yeah. But even the
they make their own
sodas.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you're right. Maybe they use the local brewery.
Right.
Like the other people I know who have a little shop set up where you can go and taste. And
yeah. There's two restaurants. One's in Evanston. One is just on the outskirts. One is called Smiley's Brewery. The other one is called the Peckish Pig. And every month, they have their standard beers, but every month there's one or two special flavors. Oh, is that good?
Yeah.
That's just perfect.
So maybe you need to have the word brewery in your title.
It's not restaurants. It's, from just what I gather,
breweries.
But there are some restaurants that are definitely breweries, too. You can see see it there.
But
I think they have to have
still
that.
A brewery. Yeah.
Right.
Our community of brewers, access to locally grown crops and fresh water from Lake Michigan, and the support from our fans across the state makes Chicago and Illinois a great place to operate a brewery, brew pub, or tap room.
Oh, any of those.
So, and you're right, like, there's a brewery / restaurant a lot of places.
Right. The people who bought my old house, my big old house that I lived in for many, many years, they bought it because there was room for them to brew beer. So, I had a 3-car garage, for one, and then the basement had an area, like a cellar area, because they were looking at for a house where they could he could continue to brew.
Oh, his, that's interesting.
And they are the ones now who have a little facility.
And is that the one, do you want it to be cold and damp for some reason? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was about space or what, but yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe you did want it to
cold and damp, another attribute you'd want from a cohort.
And dark.
I would like that.
And dark, maybe.
Dark, cold, damp,
dark,
bitter, angry.
What more do you want? You've got that.
Smells like oatmeal stout. Any of those work.
Smells delicious.
Did you notice Wendy smells like oatmeal today?
If it's, I think you mean.
No, it's a heating pad. I haven't used it in a while.
There is still a slight aroma of oatmeal in the air.
Well, don't go by it. Don't use the microwave.
Or is it Vicks?
No, it's this. I can't move. I have positioned myself in a perfect spot where my back is feeling good today.
You're only moving your head. It's kind of freaky.
I am a dummy. Like a ventriloquist dummy. All right, maybe that's true.
That would be Tyler only moving your eyes like this. Someone come and move my head, I can only move my eyes.
I finally found, you know, a comfortable place after being here since 10, and now we're leaving.
Don't laugh too much.
No.
I want to say to Bill,
sneeze.
Bill has been funnier than ever today, but I have not LOL'd because I tried to, but it hurt. So now it feels a little better.
She's got pain in her face. Come on. Stop being funny, Bill.
Better than the pain in my ass that I usually have.
Oh, it had to come
good
to that.
One.
All right, Judy Pilak should take Kathy Lee Gifford's place with Hoda.
Think about it.
I'm not even kidding.
When? What?
On the Today Show.
Well, you got to do some of the work. Kathy Lee's leaving Good Morning America.
Okay. I don't think it's immediate. I think she leaves in January.
Or the Today Show.
The Today
Which is it? You both did Good Morning America. I don't even know which one she's
on. The Today Show.
The Today Show, okay.
The special, the wine.
NBC.
The wine fest.
She's finished in April. Of next year.
I thought she said January.
Perfect.
Well, get on
off.
That now.
All right. Do it.
All right.
Send them
I
your
get,
goodbye, girls.
I got to get my tape going here. I got to get like a demo. Thank you. I'm
Do you want us
tape.
To...
People are like, what's tape? You know that tape you put the sound on? And then you use a razor blade and you cut it?
Do you want Wendy and I to write up a recommendation?
Yes.
All right.
Make sure you put the Hoda Door joke
Hoda
in there.
Yeah,
I just want you to make it happen. Make it happen, people. Make it happen.
Dear Miss Door, we have found the perfect co-host for you.
I swear, do it, please.
You would be good.
Email her.
Think about
email whoever.
You should do like
her.
The Amazing producer. Race or Survivor. And then, because Hasselbeck got a job because of that.
Those are like involve... kind of strength and
you
exercise.
Don't want to do that?
Well,
you could do
you're
that.
In great shape.
I could survive just by maybe using my mind and tricking people.
Oh.
I got to tell you, you'd be evicted right away because you would be so mean to some people.
Judy, thank you for hanging out. You come back tomorrow?
All right. I will be
more
here.
More of this tomorrow.
Stick
10
around. More days.
We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. And that's how it is. I'm trying out new phrases, Wendy. Do you like that one?
I do.
I do. It's like, and that's the way it is, but it's shorter and sweeter and more to the point.
Try it again.
And that's how it is. Is that
I like
how it was? And that's how it will be. I don't. I'm still working on it.
For now and forever after.
That sounds religious.
No.
Doesn't it?
Let's
it has
just
a
go.
Religious connotation. We'll just leave. Leave it up to the listeners to come up with their phrases. We have more important things to do. All right.
We got nothing.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Greatly appreciated. Hope you had a good time. And then tomorrow will be the Wednesday version of the show. Should be good. Bye,
Wayne. See you, Bill.